Welcome back to Lesson Today. This is the piece for Shabbos, Zion Tammuz. Here we go. The Chavetz Chaim is in Klal Gimel, Halacha Gimel and Dalet, two fascinating points. Number one is, you may think to yourself, well, if I'm joking about somebody else, that's fine, meaning I'm just joking. Chavetz Chaim says, sorry, as they say colloquially, many a true thing said in jest. Even a joke is still considered Lashon Hara because it's negative. If something's negative, it doesn't make a difference what tone, what sense of humor. Today, a lot of humor is actually sarcastic, and if you watch many of the programs of these late night shows of comedians, they use a lot of humor to cut down people. And says the Chavetz Chaim, it is certainly lashon hara. One should avoid it at all costs. Now, the Chavetz Chaim adds in the next halacha, and that is what about if you don't talk about the other person's name? So you kind of, you know, you just say the general details. It becomes clear who you're talking about, but you don't actually identify them. So as the Chavetz Chaim, well, there's an interesting story which is related in a Gemara, Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Peah, Halacha Aleph, at the very beginning. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the very beginning of Yerushalmi in Peah. The Gemara talks about there's a group of people who used to go to work together. They went to a particular place, and one day there was a fellow whose name was Bar Chuva Achavutz, who was not able to join the group. They sat down to lunch, and at lunch, one of the fellows said, what should we eat for lunch today? And the other one says, let's eat chuvtza. Chuvtza happened to be a type of lentil dish. And, of course, the word chuvtza sounds a little bit like bar chovetz. So everybody said, hey, wait a second, why is he not here? Why is he not joining? Why is he not working today? So the Yerushalmi concludes that that's considered, Rabbi Yochanan says that that's called Lashon Hara Betzina, silent Lashon Hara. We learn two things from here, says the Chavetz Chaim. Number one is that even when you're not mentioning the person explicitly, yes, it is Lashon Hara. Number two, it is also Lashon Hara, even if you're saying a comment which actually, if you were to analyze the comment itself, isn't negative, but the outcomes and the realization created by the comment is negative, it's still Lashon Hara. So in this case, the person says, let's eat chuvtza for lunch. Of course, he did not mean, the comment per se was not negative, but we know that he was trying to get people to think about Bar Chovetz, who was not joining the party, and he wasn't working that day. And so therefore, a person achieved the same goal of Lashon Hara, even though it was not explicit in the same way it's included in this. And this happens many times. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.